Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution here. And the way you do that is, like I always say, it's by getting informed, right? And I don't want to be remiss in saying, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those that have been, you know, terrorized over in Israel. And I hear the Israelis are making major inroads into Gaza. I was watching some videos just the other day on some Palestinian, older Palestinian woman actually in Gaza, blaming, you know, Hamas for some of the issues they're going through there. And was immediately, God only knows what happened to her afterward, but she was immediately whisked away by a couple of men that obviously were not very happy with what she was saying. They don't want to hear it. Well, the bigwigs, you know, the head of Hamas, what, they're vacationing right now, right? I mean, they're living in, they're not living anything like these people are living. It's ridiculous. It's just crazy. And people fall into this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. All right. So Dave Sussman's going to join me after the break. One of the reasons I asked him to join me is we've been talking off and on for a couple of months now, basically about what's going on in the economy, in the economic world, if you would. And, you know, some people are petrified. So what's coming up here in 2024? And I don't blame them. I'm seeing things happen. I'm getting a sense of what happened in 08, 09, whatever you want to call it, or however far you want to go back. And you're looking at this stuff and you're saying, I got a notice the other day for a, which I thought was hilarious. What was it? Stated income loans. Remember those? They started with stated income loans. And then after that, they went to, what was the other thing? No money down loans. Remember? Anybody remember those? So it was stated income, plus they would break up the loan to 80-20. And they were coming from the same loan company. And part of that was because they had the government was backing them. The government was guaranteeing these loans. Well, we're back at it again today. But one of the other problems we're having is the amount of money it's costing to actually buy these commercial buildings. So businesses that want to start up or companies that want to start these businesses, move their businesses into office buildings, maybe even buy their own building, because I don't know in the rest of the country what it's like, but you know, in California, they sell these office buildings as condos, and or you could buy the whole building, do what you need to do. But the rent delinquencies are through the roof. And many small business owners, you know, guys that are renting offices, doing that kind of thing. It's bad. They're off to a rough start. I mean, 40% rent delinquency rate, you look at what's going into coming into November. This is not a time where people run around renting offices or renting office space. Now, while the U.S. federal government, you know, they say, oh, everything's fine. We're growing. Small businesses are growing. No. It's just not true. You know, when you states like Illinois, Virginia, Massachusetts, Florida, Colorado, they have had significant rent delinquency. And California, God bless. Up in San Francisco, the building owner for vacancies. They call it a vacancy tax. So the city's putting all these regulations in place. The city's making it next to impossible to do business there. Won't get the people out of the streets. Won't clean up the poop in the streets and the pee in the streets. So you can't rent these places out because you got homeless people sleeping in your hallways. So you can't, and then you're going to fine me for what you've done to make this place empty? This is the mindset these people have. Yeah, we screwed things up. We made your life a living hell. Pay us now. Wow. That's cool. Oh, my God. You can't make this stuff up. Really. So I'm going to bring, you know, I'll bring those things up with Dave. He's much smarter than I am in this area. He's got a better handle on all of this. You know, just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You got any questions, you can always do it one of two ways. You can email me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Head over to the website, joemessina.com, and real simple, hop in the chat room. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. Talk with them. Be back in a few minutes.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. So you guys know I've been railing on the economy. I've been railing on what you can look forward to. I've been, you know, you look at what's going on at the stores. A friend of mine just in Florida just told me how she was paying, I don't know what it was. It was $2.88, somewhere around there, a gallon for gasoline. I'm saying, my God, I wish,
you know, here in California, we've hit over $6 a gallon. I just paid about $6 for a half gallon of milk. It's almost impossible, or is becoming more and more impossible to make ends meet in California, especially if you're on a fixed income and you're not getting your full 40 hours a week. But I'm not the economic expert. If you want me to prove it to you, I'll just show you a copy of my checkbook. You'll figure it out. But Dave Sussman is. He's an economist with a focus on small business, commercial real estate, lending, and business restructuring. And I asked him to join me today because I see a bigger picture here. But again, not the most educated guy in the room. Dave, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, people don't realize how much of an impact commercial real estate has on their job, their job functions, and what have you. And now you're seeing these businesses, many of these business owners or commercial real estate property owners, they're in a dilemma right now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think there's a tidal wave and it's cresting right now and it's about to crash on the shore. We're seeing cities across the country that some are going to be hit much harder than others, but we're already starting to see the telltale signs in cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York. You know, half of Midtown Manhattan is empty, as far as commercial real estate goes. Wow. And so the issue here, the biggest issue is, and we all know the reasons why. People just haven't gone back to work from COVID. They've realized that they can work from home. They don't need expensive real estate. But the issue is that you've got about 196 regional banks across the country that are all in the same position as Silicon Valley Bank was 6 months ago. For your listeners that don't remember, Silicon Valley Bank invested in bonds when the rates were much, much lower. They got caught in a trap when interest rates rose, and they basically had negative flows because of that. And so the new issue isn't so much going to be the interest rates. It's going to be the fact that you're starting to see defaults. Defaults are starting to increase on commercial real estate, office buildings, office parks, strip malls, medical clinics, and the list goes on and on and on. And so these banks are finding themselves now with increasing number of defaults, and that's not that's a separate issue, but you're now starting to see credit card balances for personal credit cards are $1.08 trillion. It's the highest level it's ever been in the history of ever. And defaults are now starting to increase on credit cards, on car loans, on student loans, on mortgages, on equity lines of credit, you name it. Defaults are starting to increase. So I think the commercial real estate sector is definitely the canary in the coal mine. We're going to start hearing and reading more and more about it, but I think it's going to bleed into the rest of the economy.
Yeah, and it's not just, Dave, it's not just the commercial building owner that's going to have start trouble, but let's widen this a little bit. You know, the electrician that services the building, our electrical company, the cleaning companies, you've got all these, support services, as they call them, that are also going to be having issues coming up in 2024, aren't they?
Yeah, so you think about it. Okay, if you go to work every day in a building, downtown, any city, USA, you don't just go to that building. You go downstairs for lunch to the sushi bar. You go to happy hour. Afterwards, you drop your dry cleaners off. And so all of those, I call them the supporting characters for commercial real estate, are all going to be impacted and are being impacted. And this is for those folks that survived COVID to begin with. You know, there was a report that 70% of Los Angeles restaurants during COVID have not reopened. 70%.
70%?
Wow. 7-0.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. I was talking to a guy today that owns studios. And, right now they're not doing much filming. And he said the sad part about this is that a lot of the little restaurants in and around L.A. that they used to go to do some of the catering or offer some of the services and the sandwiches and what have you, they're closing down. Because they there's nothing to service. They don't have any, they can't hang that long, and a lot of them have already spent their money. That they got money back from COVID, from the government, got those PPP loans and everything else. they're hurting now.
Yeah.
They can't hold on.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are hurting because of the strike. There's not a lot of, but I don't know if you watch local news. I don't myself and down in Los Angeles, but I assume they probably talk about it a little bit, but people have, they've used their 401k money. They've borrowed money from family and friends. They've borrowed against equity, and they were expecting this thing to finish a month or two ago. It is now, I mean, they say that there's some points that are going back and forth. They're still volleying, but now they're saying nothing's going to happen until the new year. Yep. And so you've got thousands upon thousands of people that have had no income for 6 to 8 months in one of the most expensive real estate markets and places to live in the country, if not the world. And now you're asking them to basically last through the holidays.
Yeah,
there's a lot of hurting right now.
Yeah. And again, it all comes back to, you know, the economy, to your point, commercial lending and what have you. I know that in my area, they're looking to build some studios up here. They've slowed it. They've slow rolled that as well because they're going to need people here working, living in the area, and they don't think that they're going to be able to afford the housing. I'm not looking to, when we come back, what I want to hit you with is, do you see this in the same vein of what happened in 08 and 09, or you think it's not going to be that bad? And I am curious as to where you're going with that. So, all right, people. Listen, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, ain't that hard, write it down, therealside.com. Or you can even head up to joemessina.com, smarter people than I are up in the chat room. You can just, there's a lot you can be doing right now to get informed. Don't step out. Don't make any rash decisions. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has dismissed a GOP proposal linking Ukraine aid to border security.
A group of Senate Republicans released a proposal for border security that they want in exchange for Ukraine funding. And they know full well what they came up with is a total non-starter.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer cautioned that Republican plan could impede the passage of funding for Ukraine's conflict with Russia. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider brief pauses in the ongoing conflict with Hamas, despite rejecting calls for a ceasefire. The Israeli-Hamas war, which began with Hamas's surprise attack on Israel October 7th, has resulted in over 11,000 casualties on both sides of the conflict. Starting at 5 a.m. with Lance Pry here on USA News, he'll have the election results. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. People, it isn't that hard. You know, I mean, just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I have a clue. It just means I have a microphone. And you really need to start getting some information from the experts. Yeah, you heard, let me just bring him on because I got to tell you, he's got a lot of good information. Hopefully, I'm an old guy, so hopefully you have like a legal pad and a pencil and you're taking notes. You know what I'm saying? Dave Sussman's an economist with a focus on small businesses, commercial real estate, and lending and business restructuring. You know, Dave, it's funny, you were talking about the credit card defaults, and I was reading the other night that first consumer confidence is down, but credit card debt, unsecured debt, is through the roof. And people's tired of waiting. They see something else coming. I mean, seriously, are we looking at the same situation we had back in 2009?
You know, what is it they say about history? It doesn't repeat itself, but sometimes it rhymes. So what happened in 2007 to 2008 was a subprime lending crisis based upon banks just being incentivized to give really bad loans out to people that shouldn't have any business whatsoever. We all know the stories. You've watched House of Cards and you've read the books Too Big to Fail and so on. This is different. This is different, but when I say something is different, it doesn't mean to say that we're not going to have the same result. It's just going to impact different parts of our economy, which bleeds into other parts. There's a term we use in economics. It's called contagion, right? If China catches a flu, does the U.S. catch a cold because of it? It's contagion. And so if commercial real estate or banks are in trouble, or any other sector of the economy is in trouble, how does that bleed into other sectors? So, for example, if restaurants in Los Angeles are having a hard time paying their leases and they go into rent default or foreclosure if they've got a business loan, what happens to the investors that have invested into that particular building? Now they've got empty space. It's not being paid on. And guess what? They still have to make their monthly payments on their commercial real estate loan. So they get in trouble. And then what happens to the bank that actually has provided that loan? Well, they may have $100 million in bad loans. What happens to that bank? FDIC comes in. FDIC insures your money up to $250,000 per account. And FDIC says, oh, you guys are in trouble. We're going to come in and take over the bank. And so everybody that works for that bank and that building, and it just snowballs, Joe. And so I think, again, as I said in the last segment, we're seeing this cresting of a wave right now that's starting to crash on the shore. And in certain cities, like, as you mentioned, San Francisco, they're absolutely getting destroyed. I mean, it is Armageddon in inner city San Francisco. They're having a really, really, I don't know how they're going to survive right now. They're actually, Mayor London Breed, is it? It's an appropriate name for the mayor of San Francisco. London Breed, okay, is actually asking every single one of her departments to figure out a way to reduce their budgets by 10% or higher, including the cops, you know, because San Francisco can afford to lose more cops. And so, you know, it bleeds into every other segment of our society.
You know, this is like a perfect financial storm to a degree, right? You've got these failing commercial business owners where, you know, they're losing tenants and businesses really don't need to, your point earlier. You know, people can work out of their home. Now, that is a tough thing to do. You really have to be a disciplined person to work out of your house. But people are working out of their homes, right? You've got people leaving the state, big numbers still leaving the state. So you've got loss of tax revenue and ancillary services, you know, a loss of people making income that way. I mean, I'm not trying to be the doom and gloom guy, but I am trying to throw the facts on the wall and say, okay, what does one do? You're really stuck here. You know, my wife and I have talked about it before. You sell the house, where do you go? If you have to stay in California, where do you go?
Yeah, you've heard the term golden handcuffs, right?
Yes.
Right? You're locked in at a 3% mortgage. And you've built up a nice chunk of equity in your home, but you're saying to yourself, okay, empty nesters, kids have moved out. We don't need all this space. So, you know, let's list our house. We've got a nice bunch of equity. Let's list it for $1.2 million, which used to be a lot of money for a house.
I know.
You know, we can pay off our mortgage and we're going to be happy, but okay, where are we going to move to? It's for me to get a smaller house to move into, maybe even a smaller yard, it's still going to cost me the price of the house that I'm living in now that I would never buy at 1.2. I bought it for 400 15, 20 years ago. Right. And so I'm now going to have to take out a mortgage in my 60s. So it's called golden handcuffs. You're locked into your home because you've got significant equity and you've got a low interest rate. And so that's slowing down the residential real estate market. And it isn't here. I was just in Nashville last week. The prices in and around Nashville are almost as bad as they are in Southern California.
It's funny you should say that, because years ago, I had a friend of mine, when all the crap started, he moved there. And he said, Joe, my God, you could pick up this and you could pick up that and you could do this. And he sent me pictures of homes. And I'm like, okay, that's, you know, it's not well priced. Would have been easy for me to sell this place and then buy one of those places cash. But I should have really thought it through, because to your point, when people want property, when they're moving out there like crazy, the stuff takes off. Pricing takes off, just like it's doing in Texas. Even in Florida now, the prices are getting pretty high.
Florida is at parity in certain parts of Florida anyway, the plus parts you want to live in. It's at parity with, you know, within 25 miles of the coast of California. There's no inexpensive places, in, you know, Texas. One of my best friends, he moved to Texas, from California. He misses the hills. He misses the weather. Okay. Texas is flat, it's hot, it's humid. So he's thinking about moving to Nashville. But Nashville, unless you want to live pretty far outside of Nashville, there's deals to be done, but it's the same as, okay, well, do you want to live in Lancaster or Palmdale? No offense to your listeners that are living there. But I'm talking about from the drive-in, you know, if you're working in Los Angeles, do you want to live in Palmdale or Lancaster? For folks around your country, that's a good solid 4 hours a day in your car. Who wants to do that? And so that's what you may have to do in Tennessee. That's maybe what you have to do in parts of Texas. Dallas is not inexpensive anymore.
You know, the reason I asked you earlier about the 2009 situation, I'm watching, and I know we'll get back to the commercial stuff in a minute, but I'm watching these home loans come through where they're saying stated income only loans. I mean, you remember those days, right?
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm waiting for the 100% financing, because it wasn't long after that they did those 80-20 loans, where the first was 80% of the home value, and then it was 20% was on the second. And these developers are going to have to come up with something, some way. I don't know about you, Dave, but I've got homes around me. They say starter homes at $600,000. You know, and go, wait a minute. How is that a starter home? You know?
Well, that's $600,000 today. It's insane for me to say this, but that's pretty inexpensive for your area. You live in a very nice area. So, are they more than 1,000 feet? I mean, square feet?
Yeah, so, well, they're two-story, right? You can hear your neighbor flush the toilet or wave at him while you're standing in front of your toilet. Not that happy. And the backyards are 8 to 10 feet deep. And you know, you got shared pools, shared rec room, shared this, shared that. I don't share well at my age, so... You look at this stuff and just say it is tough for people to be here, and again, things are going to have to turn around. But let's get back to the commercial, you know, the business of commercial real estate, if you would. What are businesses going to have to do? What kind of changes are they going to have to make? Because you're talking about interest rates where they're basing their rental fees on a 3 or 4% interest rate. Now they're up at 8, 9, and 10%. Are they not?
Yeah, so this is what I do for a living. And I'm dealing, I've got several files on my desk right now that pertain to this specifically. So you've got, and this statistic is sobering. Between now and the end of 2025, 50%, 50, half of all commercial real estate loans are scheduled to be reset. And what I mean by that is, think about the end of a mortgage, the end of a term of a loan.
We're going to go for a commercial break, and then we come back, I'm going to have you pick up right where you left off. This is going to be good. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dave Sussman when we return.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head over to MyPillow.com. Christmas is coming up. Don't screw it up this time, okay? Christmas is coming. It's right around the corner. I don't care whether you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Festivus, whatever it is you celebrate. You need to buy your honey something nice, right? So head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it easy for us to make a few bucks online. And you got pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers. Look, I'm a guy. I don't know the names of all this stuff, but I hate to admit it. I love the towels because they do what he says they do. They actually take the water off your body. They don't just push it to the floor. The slippers I still have, I love those as well. If you use promo code Joe, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe gets you 30 to 70% off of whatever it is you're buying. I mean, come on. Really, guys. Make an effort to do this. I'm telling you, it'll be worth your while. Let me bring him on right now. Dave Sussman joins me. That was an economic message, right? Dave Sussman joins me. He's an economist with focus on small businesses, commercial real estate, and lending and business restructuring. Dave, thanks for being with me. Dave, remember, it's MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, right? You got that?
I love MyPillow. I've got two of them on my bed. And when I met Mike a few years ago, I was at the red carpet event. I think you were there that night.
Yep.
He's exactly what you see on TV. He pointed at me and he says, "I knew you would."
He is a down-to-earth guy. There's nothing hotty-totty about him. You know, what you see is what you get, so to speak, right?
Yeah, so, he's the American success story, man. You know, he's a good guy. So yeah, absolutely, everybody needs to buy MyPillows.
All right. So you were talking about, you know, commercial deal purchases now through, you know, 2025, and where half the loans are going.
Yeah. So to recap real quickly here. So between now and 2025, we're looking at 50% of all commercial real estate loans being reset. And what does that mean? The terms of those loans are coming due. And so the banks are going to say to the real estate investor, the borrower, okay, you've got this $1.5, $3, $7, $20, $30 million loan, and it's time to pay off the loan. And typically what happens is that, well, you bought a piece of real estate, you invested in it, and it's appreciated. So you can refinance that loan based upon the equity now that you now have in it. Unfortunately, two things have happened. Number one, real estate hasn't appreciated in commercial real estate over the past few years as much as they had hoped. It's either stagnant or in areas that we've already spoken about, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Miami, other areas of the country where we're now starting to see commercial real estate challenges. They're even depreciating, going down. The second issue is that when they took out these commercial real estate loans, they were getting 4, 5, 6, 7% commercial real estate loan terms, okay, the interest rates. Now, the interest rates are between 8 and I'm seeing clients of mine right now getting 13, 14, 15% loans. We had one guy that was this is absolutely insane to me, and obviously my client turned it down. He got an offer for a 40% loan.
Oh my God. What was that from Louis and Guido? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, Louis and Guido would have blushed. Louis and Guido only charged 20%.
I know.
So that's something called a merchant cash advance, and that's a whole together another thing.
Oh,
but that's a destruction. That is destroying business. It's leading business owners to suicide. That's a whole other discussion. Mm-hmm. They should be outlawed. But my point being is that so if you've got, let's say, just round numbers right now, let's say you've got a $5 million commercial real estate loan on a strip mall. It's due next year. You go in. The appraised value is now $4 million. You're upside down $1 million on your loan. They're going to say, well, if you refinance it, you're going to need to bring $1 million to the table just to pay off the original loan. How? Get $1 million today. Tell me how. Where? From who?
Wow.
There's no money. Banks aren't lending. So the tsunami, I keep using the word tsunami, is cresting. This is what I'm referring to. And commercial real estate is going to exacerbate it in a major way, and you're going to see contagion throughout the rest of the economy.
Wow.
Let me just finish another point. Banks know this. And one of the most underreported things with everything that's happening in the world right now, with the wars in the Middle East and everything else, the elections, one of the things we're not hearing about unless you read the same boring trade mags that I read is that the major banks are laying off tens of thousands of employees. Tens of thousands. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citi, Chase, the big guys. They're laying off thousands upon tens of thousands of employees right now. Citibank is the latest. I mean, you know, 10,000, I think, was the last announcement. Chase is something like 40,000. They are, you know, and Citibank is closing down retail locations now. Why? What is going on with these banks? Again, it's not being reported en masse. This is what's happening.
I've read some articles about the smaller banks going to have to they're going to have to merge with other banks. They're not going to be able to hang on. And community banking is one of the biggest upsides, pro sides to small businesses. But they're not going to be able to hang in there either, are they?
No, you've got banks like PNC, Citizens Bank, and other banks that a lot of small business owners love. And I've done business with them in the past as well. They're all in trouble. So there's a total, as I mentioned to you a couple of segments ago, you know, the Silicon Valley Bank situation that occurred, your Signature Bank that occurred, you know, First Republic Bank that occurred. These are all banks that just closed down this year. There's 196, according to the last systemic risk report, there's 196 banks that are also on the verge of closing. And this is before the commercial real estate default debacle that's about to occur. So there's probably going to be ensnare a lot more banks on top of it. I'm telling you, Joe, this is really, really bad. And I don't want to scare any of your listeners, but if you've got more than $250,000 in a regional bank, take it out and put it in another bank. You're insured up to $250,000. You'll get your money back. But if you've got $500,000 and the bank closes, you may only get $250 back.
I wish I had, you know, with everything that's going on, I tell you, I see these ads now for people, kind of a reverse mortgage, but a reverse mortgage second. You know what I'm saying? Where you can borrow against the equity. They're giving you credit cards on it. Some people are saying, you know, jump all over that because you're not going to be able to borrow money against your house, or, you know, interest rates are going to go through the roof at some point in time. I don't know if I agree with that mindset, but you know what you're talking about. You look at Albertsons, Walmart, these places that are doing home deliveries now. Are they going to need 300,000 square foot supermarkets anymore?
Well, not if you're in downtown San Francisco or downtown LA. I mean, that's the problem. You're seeing what's happening right now in the inner cities. A lot of these stores, especially your CVS and Walgreens, where there's major crime in places like San Francisco, they're closing down.
Oh yeah.
But you've got, listen, I think everybody's going to need to eat. Okay. Everybody's going to need to watch TV and be entertained. But there's going to be something that a lot of people in the United States, not since our parents' generation, okay, and I'm talking World War II generation. There's something that the United States has never experienced before. They're about to start experiencing it in Europe. Parts of Europe have already experienced it. And I think in the next decade, the United States is going to experience it as well. And that word is called austerity. Austerity.
Uh-oh.
There is going to be significant austerity measures that are going to be required. We've been living extremely well for a very long time. But what has happened is the reason that we're living well for an extremely long time is because of, number one, ZIRP, zero interest rate policy. Number two, our federal government, both the Democrats and the Republicans are to blame on this, have given us a $33 trillion debt. In addition to that, Joe Biden, in his infinite wisdom, talking about Bidenomics, has given us a $2 trillion budget deficit this year. They've spent $2 trillion more than money is coming in.
Yep.
How long can we continue to do this, Joe?
Can't.
We can't that much longer. And so social programs, I'm worried about Social Security. I'm worried about Medicare and Medicaid. Folks, austerity measures are coming down the pike here. And if it doesn't happen next year, it may not happen for a couple of 3 years, but it will happen within a decade.
Now you got about a minute. Let's talk a little bit, quickly talk about Israel and your thoughts on what's going on there.
Well, listen, it's certainly longer than a minute conversation, Joe.
Right.
I think Bibi Netanyahu is doing exactly what he needs to do. He needs to cut the cancer out of Gaza. He needs to take Hamas out and ignore the entire world who wants Hamas to remain. The anti-Semitism that we're seeing right now is guised in anti-Zionism. This is scary. As a Jew, my family, I've never been on a text thread with my family for a month like we've been. I've got friends and family still in London, England. They're taking mezuzahs off their doors. People are scared. And so this is, again, a conversation much longer than a minute. But Bibi needs to do what he needs to do.
Yep, I'm with you. A lot of people I know, friends with, are with you too. Wipe out Hamas. Make the media Sunday's news. All right, Dave, thanks so much for being on with me tonight. And we won't be back. I'm done. Okay, we'll catch you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day.